Well, your barium meal did not show an ulcer, but it did show that you have something we call a hiatus hernia. Do you know what that is?
I think my grandmother had one, but I haven't much of a clue, really.
Now, I'm going to explain how we can try to get rid of your stomach and heartburn problems. I think it would help if you were able to lose a bit of weight. You'll be less likely to get the pain if you can eat smaller, lighter meals regularly. Standing upright after eating for a while helps, so that your stomach is less likely to come up to your gullet than when you lie flat. Lastly, I'm going to give you some tablets that will stop your stomach from producing acid. Perhaps you could tell me what you feel about it.
Well, I worry that it might be difficult to eat the meals you suggest because I'm a lorry driver and have to be on the road most of the day, and I'm not sure if I want to take those tablets.
Yes, I understand you might have some problems with the diet I'm suggesting, especially as roadside cafes usually sell meals with greasy food. However, perhaps you could keep to fish and chicken and avoid chips and fried eggs. You say you're not keen on taking tablets. Why not?
A friend of mine had them, and then got worse. And 6 weeks later, they found he had stomach cancer.
I see. So you were worried about having cancer?
Well, I was a bit. I suppose if my x-ray only showed a hernia, I must be clear. But are there other tests you can do to be absolutely sure?
Yes, there are, but I don't think it's necessary to do them at present. We'll want to see how you get on over the next few weeks with a change of diet. What about the tablets I suggested? I don't think it's possible that they caused your friend's cancer.
I think I'd rather try changing my diet, first of all. Then, taking the medicine you prescribed for me last time.
Let's try that for the next 4 weeks. Then I'll see you again.
What medical procedure has the man undergone?
Which of the following is not among the doctor's suggestions to the man?
According to the doctor's advice, which of the following foods should the man avoid?
What is the doctor's diagnosis of the man?
What will the man do for the next 4 weeks?